Well, you've made it to Thursday. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. Your hearing. Listen up, because we're going to be talking about that in just a bit. We start off today, though, in Pakistan. Severe flooding has left 20%, one-fifth of the country underwater, and officials are worried about the threat of disease. A lot of the victims are walking through dirty floodwaters, and that can lead to the spread of things like cholera or typhoid. Experts are estimating that as many as 3.5 million children are at risk of getting sick. Of course, the most immediate concern is aid, food, medical supplies. The United Nations has asked for $460 million from the international community. Only about half of that has been raised so far. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to announce today that the United States will be sending more aid to Pakistan. Sarah Seidner has more on the relief efforts.
We're here off the shores of Karachi on the USS Peleliu with the Expeditionary Strike Group number 5. It is their whole mission to make sure to be available when there is some sort of disaster. They troll these waters, and they were in the area to help those in the flood zones in Pakistan. They've been able to get about 5,000 people out of those flood zones, rescuing them with helicopters. They've also been able to drop about 500,000 pounds of aid. They say they will be here for as long as it takes. There are more helicopters coming in. There are more ships coming in. The U.S. says that it has a humanitarian commitment that they're going to make to Pakistan. They've already given about $90 million in kind. But the U.N. continually saying that there is simply not enough aid being offered to this country.